Hey, everyone, and welcome to the New Visionary Podcast, a podcast for artists who are ready to reach greater heights in their art careers. I'm your host, Victoria J. Fry, founder of Visionary Art Collective and New Visionary Magazine. Join me for inspiring conversations with some of the most inspirational visionaries in today's art world. Let's jump in. Hello, artists, and welcome back. Today, we're diving in with Shannon of I Transport for You. Shannon spends weeks on the road delivering and picking up artwork, and she has so many stories to share with us today. I'm really excited for this episode. Shannon, welcome.
Thank you so much, Victoria. I'm so excited to be here with you guys.
I'm so happy you're here. And yeah, I just like can't wait to hear more about I Transport for You. You're doing such amazing work for artists. And I know that you have some tales from the road to share with us, which I'm also really looking forward to hearing. So yeah, we'll get into it. Can you tell us a little bit about when you started? Well, first, tell us a little bit about I Transport for You, what you guys do, how long you've been with the company. We'll start there.
Okay, well, I Transport for You was a brainchild of my stepfather, and he and my mom decided that people didn't really trust the average carriers for expensive artwork. And we actually owned a postal store at the time, and somebody was like, "Well, I just want to send this piece. It doesn't matter. They'll take good care of it." And my stepdad was like, "They don't really." And it was just going to LA at the time, and we were in Palm Springs at the time. So he just said, "I'll drive it." And then now 25 years later, we have up to 10 vans on the road, and we are outfitted for fine art, whether it's sculptures, glassworks, canvases, art on panel, you name it. We pack, transport, and we even store. So we go to artists, we go to collectors, we go to galleries, we go to foundries, we go to museums. You name it, we go there, we pick it up. People can pack it themselves or we pack it, and we deliver it all over the United States. If we can drive it, we will deliver it.
I think that is so awesome because, you know, I also work with so many artists, and I am an artist. And so I know the feeling of like when you're shipping work to an exhibit or you're sending it to a collector, wherever it's going, there's always a little bit of anxiety there. So like no matter what, there's always some anxiety. So when you are working with a company that you really trust, you know it's going to get there safely. It makes a world of difference because it's like, okay, that's something you don't have to worry about anymore. You know it's going to be in good hands. You know it's going to be taken care of. And I think that's such a big thing for artists. So it's amazing. I think it's important work that you're doing.
Thank you. I agree. I love it. The company is built on honesty and integrity. And it's a matter of, we can completely understand and relate that these are people's babies, whether it's we're picking up at a studio and we're taking it to a collector, or if we're taking it to Miami Art Week, we understand that they're people's babies, and they watch over us as we put it in a van and we tether it into place, and we take very good care of the work, and we are truly, you know, hand to hand, door to door. So there's no shuffling through warehouses or multiple vans. Normally, if I pick it up, I am delivering it. So on the rare occasion that there's like a deadline that is, you know, needs to be met, or might I say situations outside of our control with like winter weather or something like that, if I'm passing another driver that can get it there for the deadline, we may do a transfer, but it's very rare. Normally, if I pick it up, I deliver it. So I take good care of everyone's babies.
I love that. I think that's so cool because, yeah, it, you know, the work is so special and unique, of course. And yeah, just making sure it's in good hands and working with a company that like you really trust as an artist. And it's something you don't have to think about. You don't have to worry about. Because I do think that shipping can be, it can feel like a big thing sometimes, and it can feel like a daunting thing. So I love that you're doing that. And will you remind me, so how long, you said over 20 years?
The company started just about 25 years ago, and it is a family business. So I have been involved since pretty much its conception. I started in the office, and then a situation arose where we needed a driver, and I kind of jokingly said, well, I'll do it. And now 4 years later, I've been driving. I absolutely love it. My son is with me, so I drive, and he's got the strength. So it works really well, and I absolutely love it. I get to see all of the United States for the most part, and for the most part, the people that we deal with on a daily basis are absolutely phenomenal. And I don't know if this is good or bad, but I've completely fallen in love with art. So now when I walk in and I'm trying to be professional, I lose all, I lose everything, because then I just start staring at everything, whether it's in their studio or the gallery. And then I have to try to compose myself and stay on task and remember I'm there to do a job. But I end up kind of getting a little geeked out at different places I go to and get a little too excited. But it's fun. I enjoy it a great deal.
That's amazing. Yeah, I can imagine you've probably seen so many different kinds of art, and I'm sure you've worked with some really, really established artists as well. And I wanted to ask you, like, in the 25 years since the company was born and came to fruition, how has it grown? How has it expanded? Like, love to hear a little bit more about that.
Well, when Bob started, he had one van and he would take phone calls, and for like the first 22 years, it was only word of mouth. He never advertised. It was just him. And then it started kind of growing, and he had to like hire another driver, and he bought another van. And that just kind of kept multiplying to the point now, I believe we have 10 vans on the road. We have grown out of our warehouse in Southern California. So he's actually working with a contractor with the next building that's coming up. So we've kind of got a little personal stake in the building. So it'll be a little bit more geared towards what we do. So we'll be moving into that, I think, at the end of this month. So everyone's quite excited to have a new office space, new storage space, new warehouse space. And he really cultivated this business off of the honesty, integrity of a businessman. And he's a likable guy. And he just brought something to the business world of there's still common decency, and there's still, you know, people's word of, I will take this, I will get this there, I will meet this deadline. And that's what he's done. He met a lot of people, and our contact list is probably up to 3,000, whether it's artists, galleries, people he's known for now 25 years that'll be like, oh, if you're up in this neck of the woods, don't get a hotel, just stay with us. Like, it's really a personal, you know, relationship as well as a business relationship. And I think that's where maybe we might be a little different than most, is that it is a little bit more personalized. And it's, like I said, it's hand to hand and door to door. So there's not a whole lot in between, really. I think that makes the difference.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think a lot of artists and people want to work with family businesses because there's that trust and there's that integrity. Like, even for the courses and programs I teach, I'll often bring my dad, you know, into the program to speak about art and business management. And my mom is a black and white photographer, so she comes with me on a lot of studio visits. Yeah, and she'll like take, and she'll take black and white photos and hand develop them, and then we'll put them in the mag. We just started this, but we're putting them in the magazine. So, and so many artists. I mean, my family is always at our exhibition openings, and so many artists have said to me, like, Victoria, you know, we had such a great connection. And then when I met your family, it was like this whole other level, whether it was like through my program or a studio visit. And I just feel like, you know, you also having this family business, it's such a beautiful thing. It's a special thing. And honestly, it's kind of a rare thing. And it's really powerful. So I just love that. And I really appreciate that so much.
I do too. And I'm blessed that we all work in it in some aspects. My fiance works in the office, you know, my son works with me. So it's just, everyone's just kind of involved, and it truly is a family business. It's really nice.
Yeah. Super special. What would you say has been the most meaningful part for you of the work you're doing?
You know, honestly, aside from the fact, and I'm very selfish with this part, is that I could have my son on the road with me every day. And I always joke that I'm sure it's not his favorite part, but it's definitely mine. But we meet some phenomenal people, you know? I mean, they welcome us into their home. We have a lady in upstate New York that every time we get there, she breaks out her cappuccino machine. And I'm a big coffee drinker, so I always love to refill there. Recently, we had a gentleman walk us through his vineyard. And it's places that I just don't think I would normally get to see. And really, with the person that, you know, owns it, runs it, it's amazing. Not to mention, you know, when you have collectors and you're an artist, you know, you often wonder what their home looks like. Like, if they're collecting this art, well, we get to see those homes and we get to see the amount of time and effort, not to mention money, that they put into these collections. And sometimes I just walk in and, like I said, I lose all train of thought because of the immense beauty everywhere. I couldn't even, in probably literally 5 pieces of paper, I could not write down all the artists that we've seen in home collections. It's whether they're glass collectors or paint collectors, you name it, we've seen it. And it's just, the beauty is immense. It's amazing. And there's so much emotion with art, as you know, and to walk in and just see some of these collections that are, you know, are rare, and just people just don't see it. It's a blessing. It's amazing. I think that's probably one of my favorite parts, is just to see what people collect and how they place it and how amazing it makes a room look, or it's great. I love it.
It's so cool that you get to see both sides, like from the artist studio to the collector's home and everything in between. Like, as you're describing this, I'm like, oh my gosh, I would love to just spend a week like on the road with you and just like experience everything that you get to experience. I think it's so cool. And it's amazing. Like, you really get to see all sides. It's a kind of like, who else gets to see all sides? Cause you're sort of the liaison. So you get to see all of it.
Exactly. Because then we get the other aspect of like the galleries, mm-hmm. and how they pack things or how they store things or how they do things, even comparatively speaking to the gallery next door. Like, if you're in Santa Fe and, you know, you're on Canyon Road and you've got all the galleries, they're all vastly different. And it's very unique to each place of how they do things. And that's kind of neat to see, too. And then you get the aspect of, if I walk into an artist loft, and there's 200 artists, I get to walk through there like a kid in a candy store and, you know, see everybody's work. It's so much fun. It really is exhilarating.
Oh my gosh, I bet. It sounds like it's just something that energizes you and rejuvenates you and continues to inspire you. And, you know, from working with the artists to seeing the homes and the galleries, and then just being out on the road and like, I'd love to hear some stories and just what that experience is like. And you bring your son. I mean, here's the thing. There's a part of him that enjoys it now, but either way, when he's older, wait, how old is your son?
He's 21.
Okay. So like later on, these memories, right? When you get older, I'm in my 30s now, and it's when you look back on your early 20s or your late teen years, and you're like, oh my gosh, those moments, those memories were so special. Like, I'm sure he, you know, is loving it and appreciates it, but these are things that he'll get to, he'll have these memories for life. And I just think that's so beautiful. And of course, you will too. And I think the fact that you get to spend time together in this way, and that you both get to experience so much of the US through these travels together, is like such a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I love it. We do see a lot. We've been in the Florida Keys, we've Cape Cod, you name it, we've been there. And it is really amazing. It's also really amazing to see how the different regions have different things. Like, the people are distinctly different, and it's mm-hmm. not, it's interesting because you do see that through the artwork, mm-hmm. you know, you see whether it's coast to coast or region to region, it does differ from different regions, and that's kind of cool to see sometimes as well.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're seeing pretty much everything. Is there, do you have a particular place that you love visit, or like a region that you love, or do you just kind of enjoy all of it?
I think that there's different areas that I like for different reasons. I love the Florida Keys. It's just, it's such a different environment of just, I mean, I'm from Southern California where it's very relaxed and, you know, comfortable, but something about the Keys, it's just so relaxing and just kind of, okay, we're here, let's relax. And then the art is so much, seems to have more like vibrant colors and sharp edges sometimes to me, which obviously isn't the case all the time. And then I think when I think of like up in Cape Cod in that area, I see a lot of the nautical art with kind of some more lighter colors and light pastels. And it just seems different. And then I think of like the Southwest and you get the native arts and the colors of like Sedona and Santa Fe. And it just incorporates into the work there as well. And I could be wrong about that, but my perception of what I see when we're on the road, I could almost outline it like that.
Yeah. I mean, I've only seen like a little, I mean, I've lived on the East Coast. I've lived on the West Coast. I haven't seen a ton in between, but I think, yeah, it's just so cool that you get to see so much of the US in this way. How often do you go out on the road? Like, what is your tip? What is your schedule like?
We do about 10 trips a year, and our trips are about 8 weeks long, 6 to 8 weeks long. Yes.
And so you're pretty much always out on the road.
We're on the road, but then when we go home, then we have like anywhere from 2 to 4 weeks at home, and then we go back out. Because he and I are a driver team. There's two of us. We do a lot of, like right now, we're in Tennessee. We have a couple pieces in the van, and we'll be delivering those. We deliver it in Nashville. We go to Asheville, and then we go to Charlotte. And then after that, we go straight up to Chicago, where we deliver a few pieces. But then we pick up an entire van load at a museum that we have transported now two or three different museums. We'll pick that up at that museum, and then we drive it straight over to Stockton, California, to a different museum. So because there's two of us, they utilize that because it is a whole load. So it'll take some time to pack the entire van and get everything in, you know, securely. And then we drive it back across the country to the next museum.
That's amazing. And I think it's so cool that like, you know, like we were saying before, that you have your son, because I can imagine that otherwise, like having so much time on the road alone and also just the logistics of driving, it would probably be a lot. But to have like a companion, to have a partner and also someone to help out and just to like share the experience with, you know, that's really cool.
That's my favorite part. In the beginning, I did one or two trips by myself, and I like to talk. I like to visit. Time by myself is just, I don't care for it too much. So it was interesting, but it was nice because then I was kind of almost like, it was almost like a forced therapy. It was very therapeutic, and it was so beautiful. And I had a lot of time to reflect, and I just felt like my mind was clearer than I've ever been. Like when I'm on the road, I feel very clear and very free of all stress. It's kind of my happy place, really. So
that's amazing.
I really do enjoy it a great deal.
Yeah, it's so aligned too, because I feel like, you know, if that's your happy place and you get to do this for a living, I mean, it's beautiful when things align that way, because it's a unique job, you know, it's a unique career to have, but it's so cool that it works with like your interests and the things that you find to be therapeutic, and you're also helping so many artists. I mean, it's, I don't know. I think it's so cool and just awesome. I'm not a driver myself. So I'm like, yeah, I have such an appreciation. I'm like, I have so much, I don't know. I guess I would say anxiety around driving. So I love hearing that it's your happy place.
I never did. Now, my first couple times in New York City, That mm-hmm. was a little different. That was because the van that we drive is like 24 inches long or 24 feet long. So it's not like mm-hmm. a little smart car that I can just zip into a parking spot. And so, you know, we get a lot of people upset with us in New York City because that's like a whole different adventure all in itself with parking, and no one has parking. So you just flip on the hazards and hope for the best and do what you need to do. And that's just how it's done there. Totally. But yeah, every area has different driving issues.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sure. I can only imagine. New York City is... Yeah, I can't even imagine driving here in New York City. I'm such a walker and like a public transit taker. But yeah, would you say, I'm just thinking of all your travels. Do you have any experiences in all the years you've been doing this that have really stood out to you or really impacted you? Anything from like a certain home that you got to experience or a place that you went to or just a moment on the road that stood out to you?
There's so many, like, and I was thinking about this before. I mean, there's literally so many. I'm having a hard time focusing on one. Some things that we've done that were very, very cool. There's a museum called Woolerock, and I believe it's in Oklahoma, Bartlesville. I believe it's Oklahoma, and we take museum exhibits there. Whether we've picked up from 25 artists all over the United States and delivered there or picked up from one museum and delivered it there. But it's a wildlife reserve. So as you drive in, you may have to stop for a herd of buffalo to cross the road. And it may take 30 minutes. I'm not even joking. And there's, I don't know, probably two dozen different wildlife species that's there. So as you're driving up to this museum, you see all these, and I mean to the point you could literally touch them if you roll down your window. That was an amazing experience. We also, another one, we were at the Corning Museum of Glass, where we picked up... I apologize. I will not say his name correctly, but Lino Tagliapetria. I did not do that name justice, but we picked up about a half a dozen of his pieces and packed them. So we were there for a few hours packing, but to get a kind of walk around in the, you know, in the not public areas of the museum was really kind of fun. Just some of the artists are I call them feel good people, where you just feel that you connect, you vibe, you know, there's just a connection there where you just instantly kind of feel happy. And they're very welcoming and nice. Fortunately, probably 95% of the people that we deal with are like that. And that's good. It feels amazing as far as, you know, we're doing a job. It can oftentimes be a very hectic and stressful job. So when we get somewhere that someone is very nice and inviting, it's just amazing. It's very welcomed. Also, there was another place in Florida that was a private island, and we got to go on there after driving through probably four or five different gates of like security, and we delivered there. Any island I'm in awe of. I love the little island life, and it just seems, you know, everyone's in flip-flops and really no care in the world. That I always enjoy that a great deal. Some of the bad driving has definitely left a mark, just with whether we've had to deal with an avalanche warning or a flood warning or a severe weather warning or a tornado warning. It can get a little scary sometimes. So those kind of, you know, leave in your head. Another exciting one, I absolutely adored Miami Art Week, to be able to be down there and spend the week and hit different fairs and deliver. And we got to drive on Miami Beach to go deliver. It, you know, it felt a little powerful at the time. It was fun. It was fun. I could honestly go on for days. I really could.
I love hearing about it because, again, like, it's so unique and it's, I don't know, I just think it's really fascinating. And, you know, I did one road trip coast to coast, and I did not drive any of it. That's how afraid I am of driving. It was really cool to see the country. I mean, it was a short road trip because it was like, you know, we were on a little bit of a time crunch. But I, you know, just the experience of seeing the things and passing through towns that you would never normally pass through. There's like always so many surprises I feel in store just from that one trip I did. That was something I kind of took away, like so many moments that I never could have anticipated because you just don't know what to expect.
But, and what's crazy with that road trip, like if you would have been at 20 miles higher or 20 miles lower, it would be a totally different trip. And so like a lot of the places that, you know, every major city, one of our vans is in that city at least two or three times a month. But like I could be in a different part of Dallas. Every time we go to Dallas, I'm in a completely different area of Dallas that we've never seen before. Unless we hit our regular galleries. But if I'm going to a collector's home, we're in a different area every time we come. So like Dallas almost looks brand new every time we go there. Same with Miami. Every time we go there, it looks totally different than the last because it's a different collector or a different gallery even. And it is, it's very exciting because you never know quite what to expect. Like you kind of know. So I'm always excited when we go somewhere new because I get a little, you know, there's a little trepidation because I'm worried about the parking or I'm worried about like, you know, like on the East Coast, we can't go on a lot of the parkways because our van is too tall. So I put in my maps that I need to go from point A to point B and it says, you know, 18 minutes. 3 hours later, I'm finally there because I wasn't able to go the route that one would normally go. So it's a learning experience. It can get a little scary sometimes. But yeah, you see so many different parts of the same city. Central Park in New York, love being around there. There's actually a little parkway that we did not think we would be able to go on. And I got sucked onto it anyways. And lo and behold, I did not decapitate either one of us. It was fantastic. It's quite interesting.
I'm sure. And like, there's so many logistics too. And
yes,
are you sort of, are you on a bit of a time? I mean, I'm sure you're on a time schedule, right? Because you have to get things to a certain place by a certain time.
We do our very best to say, like when you get a quote or you submit a quote and we send you the quote, we try to give you the time frame of when it will be. Because we are individuals driving basically a machine that can and does break down from time to time, we tell you, say, we'll be there on the 12th, and we do everything we can to be there on the 12th. Sometimes things happen. Like I said, there's a lot of different weather all over. We have already been in snow and rain and you name it, we've already been in that. We even had to put on chains for the first time in California. And I hadn't even thought of that until we got to maybe Idaho or Wyoming, but there we were already 4 hours late because we had to put on chains. So we do our best to be on time and we usually are. It's only when things that are outside of our control that will throw us off. But we can have up to a dozen stops in a day. Our last trip to New York City, we had 11 stops in New York City.
Wow.
And in theory, one would think, oh, you just drive in and you deliver. You know, New York City, it doesn't
work. Oh, yeah.
It took 8 hours and we were moving. And it was
I don't
smooth.
Doubt it.
Luckily, it was smooth.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it can take me, you know, 45 minutes or an hour to go like 2 miles if traffic is bad, if I'm in an Uber or in a taxi. I mean, that's just kind of normal here, you know, like it's funny because I tend to Uber or take taxis. Probably a little bit more than, you know, I'm coming around to taking the subway more. It's something I'm really working on and getting better at. But I tend to default to like, you know, a taxi or an Uber. And then I just started to realize it's so much faster for me to take the subway or, you know, because even the bus is above ground and can get stuck in traffic. So it's like, I totally hear you. I think driving here in the city is a totally different beast, a totally different experience. And I'm sure also your job probably just requires so much patience, I imagine, especially when you're on the road with other drivers as well.
Yeah. I definitely fall short sometimes with patients, but I do my best. Mm-hmm. I do my best. You know, people, when they hire someone, they hire a service and they want, you know, they want the best. And sometimes our best is, you know, we're people. So trying to find a parking spot or, you know, and of course they want it when they want it sometimes. And we get it there. It just, you know, I have patience. I do my best.
Of course. I mean, there's always going to be things when you're out on the road, like you're saying, and there's so many factors, the weather, traffic, so many factors that are out of your control. You know, I can imagine that sometimes there just are things that you're facing and like unexpected things that arise that you have to respond to quite suddenly. And maybe you have to pivot or try a different path. And I'm sure there's a lot of flexibility involved as well.
Yeah. On our end, there is a lot. On the other end, sometimes they don't care. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they just don't care. And unfortunately, luckily we don't get that too often. Luckily people totally understand. I greatly appreciate the people because our company, the office calls 2 days. Like if I'm delivering to you, our office will call you 2 days prior and say, okay, your delivery will be on such and such date. The day before the delivery, I will call and tell you what time I'm going to be there. And I usually give an hour or 2 hour window just because of those reasons. Like, I don't know what's going to happen between me and you. Mm-hmm. And luckily our office is amazing and they help us when we need help, but the people always know when we're going to be there. So we're not like, you know, the quote unquote cable man, we'll be there from 8 to 9, you know, 5 PM. We don't do that. We try to give an hour or two time frame and get it there. And I don't like to be late. So I try to do my very best to be on time.
That's awesome. I mean, it sounds like you just have the best intentions and you know, you're showing up with the goal, with the objective of supporting artists and getting their work from point A to point B safely. I wanted to ask you, when you go home for those couple of weeks or that month in between, where is home? That's back in Southern, where in Southern California? Is that still where your home is?
I live in Palm Desert and Palm Desert is like 30 minutes away from Palm Springs. I always just say Palm Springs because people don't seem to know where Palm Desert is, but that's where I live. Mm-hmm. And then when I'm home, I work on the social media or maybe a little marketing, kind of getting ready for the next trip, really. Yeah. This time home, we'll be moving into our new office. So we'll be busy doing that. So that's kind of exciting.
That's super exciting. And
yeah. Yeah.
I will tell you that I am obsessed with Palm Springs and Palm Desert. I've been there a few times. I lived in LA for a while. And the first time I ever went to Palm Springs / Palm Desert, I feel like it was Palm Desert because it was on the outskirts of Palm Springs. I felt like I was on another planet in the best possible way. Like you're seeing the mountains and you're seeing these palm trees and you're like, you know, I'm from the East Coast. I mean, I lived in England growing up and I lived in Singapore, but this was a kind of landscape I had never seen. And I just thought it was so beautiful and it was so quiet. And to this day, it's like one of my favorite places on earth. I think it's magical. So when you said that, I was like, oh my gosh, it makes me really want to go back actually.
Well, you should definitely come visit. I was born and raised in Montana. And then I moved to Southern California after I graduated high school. So I've kind of had the best of both worlds. But I do love the desert. It is definitely beautiful and just different than most places, for sure.
Yeah, what a great place to come back to, especially when you're on the road and you're, I don't know, there's something I felt when I was there, anytime I've been there, a very kind of spiritual connection, just being there. It's an energy I've never experienced anywhere else.
That's wonderful. I do enjoy it a great deal. I really do. It's very relaxing and very safe. And I do love it there.
That's amazing. And so you're working on social. Yeah, because we connected on social media. And then, you know, you're so sweet. You're always liking our posts and reposting and resharing and, you know, giving us shout outs on Instagram. So thank you, because I think that's really where this connection began. And Of course, absolutely. I was so excited to discover your page. Yeah, because you're doing such great work. So it was awesome.
Thank you. No, I love to share resources for artists. Like, I figure if someone's looking at us or looking at our story, if we can point them in a direction of something that'll help them, you know, that to me, that's important. Like, we have, like I said, we not only do we transport, but we pack people's work as well. And we'll do like home moves. A couple weeks ago, we were in La Jolla for a week, packing up a former gallery owner's private collection. And her collection was astounding. It was incredible. And we packed up her work. It was supposed to be like 90 pieces in 3 days. We ended up well over 300 pieces. We were there for 7 days. And it, just to see her collection, and because she was a gallery owner, she would tell me about different artists and oh, I have this because, you know, he made this specifically for me. And it was just really unique. It was really, I took thousands of pictures. It was really quite unique.
But
one of the things we do is pack people's work. And a lot of times I've noticed when we get to artists or galleries, they either underpack or overpack. So I always try to like kind of let people know, like, if they're overpacking, there's a less expensive and time consuming way to do this. And that's kind of one of my things when I go on like Instagram and try to show people things or just let them know that there's other options out there for packing. Because we do offer packing, and we actually have our own corners that we use that are, in my opinion, much better than the average corner. You know, if you're a painter and you work with canvas or it even works for sculptures as well, but it's more durable, it's reusable, and it gives a lift so that the frame and the canvas isn't on the bottom, whether it's in our truck, because when we place, paintings in our van, we tether them in between boards of cardboard that will keep them safe during transportation. Mm-hmm. And we prefer a soft pack so people aren't wasting their money with crates. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of times if you crate up your work, it may work, it's functional, but then when you give it to little Betty in Boca, she can't dismantle a crate, let alone, so you know, true. Her condo doesn't allow her to throw it in the trash. So a lot of times things are really overdone. Mm-hmm. So if anyone needs suggestions on a soft pack, please let me know, because I would love to be able to save you some time and money and energy and effort.
In My doing gosh, it I'm a just way thinking.
Very efficient, but not overdone.
Yeah, I'm like, if I wish I knew. It makes total sense. And I'm like, I wish I knew about you. Like, when I did this big commission for a collector down in Arizona, like 6 or 7 years ago, and it was crated, and it was a whole production. And I mean, there was a really big, yeah. And I'm like, I wish I knew. I mean, moving forward, of course, I'm just going to, you know, call you and book with you and use your services. But at the time I was like, because I think part of it too is that it not only is it a lot of work when we're doing it ourselves, it also can feel really stressful because we don't always know how to do it. Like, I had so many questions, and the work that I had at the time was encaustic beeswax. So I'm like, is it going to melt? And is it like, and it, you know, the wax was, I mean, it's sturdy, but delicate in the sense that it's wax and it can easily be sort of scraped into or, you know, and it just can feel daunting, I think, sometimes.
I couldn't even imagine, because we work a lot with encaustics. Mm-hmm. And luckily the vans are climate controlled. Otherwise, it wouldn't work. It would not get there safely. And, you know, with the encaustics being packed with the foam and the crates, sometimes is necessary. Sometimes, depending on where it's going, encaustics is always just a little bit different. It depends on where it's being picked up and where it's going as to how it should be packed, basically.
Yes.
As far as any other medium that isn't temperature sensitive, I've just heard so many horror stories of people creating their work, taking all that time, only for like a forklift to go through it. So the crate didn't help at all. And if you can find a soft pack company, by all means, see how they pack, see what their minimal requirements are, and most likely save a ton of time, a ton of resources, a ton of effort. It would just save somebody so much time and stress. It really would. It really would. We do offer minimum packing requirements, and they're safe. They're effective. They totally work and saves you time and money. Definitely.
It's so worth it. It's so worth it. I mean, yeah, you know, as we were saying before, when you're shipping your work to a collector, an exhibition, whatever it might be, wherever it's going, you just don't want to worry about it. You just want to know that it's getting there safely so that you can move on with all the other things, because artists have so much happening, like from making the work to applying and submitting to, like, there's so much involved, I think, when it comes to being an artist and building your art career. And the, you know, the shipping should not be something that is stressful, because there's already a lot involved when you are
exactly.
Whether you're a part-time or full-time artist, when you are a working artist, there's a lot on your plate. So I just think it's such a valuable service that you're offering.
Well, if we can ever be of assistance, please let us know. Our motto is fine art ships smart. And it really is. We take time and effort that you shouldn't have to. Let us deal with the logistics. We'll take care of it. If you would like to pack your work, we can tell you our minimal requirements, and you can pack it, or we can pack it for you, whether that's shadow boxes or a regular pack. And then you won't even have to stress about it. And you'll know that it will be picked up and delivered with ease, and one less thing for you to have to do. We truly are the art of fine shipping. There's plenty of pictures. I do try to take a lot of pictures of our pack jobs, just so that people can see how they're slightly different from most, and how I feel that they're a little bit better and exceed a little bit more than most. But yeah, we do take pride in packing the work, and I really am a fan of, if you can do it, you know, smarter than harder, that's fantastic. And if you can save a little time and money, to me, that is very, very, very important. So I do try to share our packing tips with other people.
I love that. I love that you're sharing. And I see the way you show up on social media and always sharing tips and resources. And yeah, I mean, I'm of the mindset, my whole philosophy also, like, is very much in line since starting my company. It's like, I will do all the things that are in my wheelhouse. When it comes to the things that are not in my wheelhouse, I'm going to delegate, I'm going to outsource, I'm going to find people who that's their wheelhouse, and they will do, even with this podcast, right? I have a podcast manager because he does the editing, and I'm not going to learn how, like, I mean, maybe one day, but why would I? Because he's amazing and he takes care of it for me. And exactly. To me, that's worth it. You know, it's like, that's worth the investment, because I know it's going to get done at a higher quality than if I was trying to do it, because I don't know sound engineering and all of that. But you can apply that to so many other, you know, parts of your, of what you do as well. And so it's like working to your strengths, and then something that isn't perhaps your strength, find someone who's really good at it. It's worth it. It truly is worth it. It's more time. You know, I love, I feel like I talk about her so much on the podcast, but one of my friends she's also a former gallery director, and she's based here in New York City. And she always says, time is the only non-renewable resource. Like, you can't get back your time. And when she started speaking on that, it really put things into perspective for me. So that's also part of it for me. It's like, if I can hire someone to do something that would take me twice as long, I'm going to do that, because that's time that I could put into other things that I'm better at doing. You know, it's like just kind of working. It's actually been one of the most important lessons I've learned since starting my company. Not to say I'm not going to try things, but like, I kind of know what I'm good at, what I'm not great at. And so it's right. Working to that. Yeah.
I think that's brilliant. We have a lot of people that we all work together, and teamwork makes the dream work, right? Like, that's what makes things happen. And I love what you said about people's strengths. If I can utilize my strength for A, B, and C, and his strength for C, D, and F, to me, that's optimal business. And you tend to bring with that a higher level of achievement, I feel. And I think that when that's accomplished, people using our service then see the difference. And like I tell people, sometimes we might work for you, sometimes we might not. We might not be able to meet that deadline, or, you know, we may not be going through there when you need it. But I love that we're at least an option for people, because for this kind of business, sometimes you need a few people you can call to ship something somewhere, because, you know, you might need it there tomorrow. A lot of times all of our vans are busy, you know, but the other day, one of our trips that we ended up taking on very last minute was a man had bought a present for his wife, and it had to be there by her birthday, and he was flying it to the Bahamas. So my son and I jumped in the van. We drove quickly up to Northern California, picked up a glass piece by Jane Rosen, and quickly, though legally, got it to a private jet in Atlanta before it took off to go to the Bahamas.
Oh my gosh.
Because that
how the other half lives. A private jet.
I know, I'm like, right?
That's amazing.
And here I just felt cool driving up on the tarmac to go see this private plane. Like, you know, but
yeah.
It worked for them right then. Like, they needed it right then. We had a van available. It works. Sometimes it just does not work. We might be busy moving someone's entire collection, you know, from, say, Scottsdale to Palm Springs. So we're, you know, the van that we keep at the warehouse may be busy, but we do try to keep it open for expedited runs. But we like to be that option. If you need us, we're there. And
well, and it's great for artists to know about this, because for so long, I thought UPS, FedEx, USPS, I mean, I thought that was it. Like, I mean, I learned about your company through social media, and I was like, oh, this is really cool. I didn't know that this existed. And this is an amazing service. And now this, you know, like, for sure, I will absolutely utilize you in the future for anything that we might need, because it's so valuable, and I didn't even know about it. So I'm like, I'm so happy to like just share your journey and more about your company on our platform, and like, you know, support you, because it's amazing. Like you said, I want artists, my philosophy also in my approach is like, I want artists to have options. I want them to know what all the options are. And for so long, I really didn't know that there were art carrier services like iTransport for you. And I just think it's so incredible what you do. And I can tell that you really, your heart is really in it, and that you put so much into it.
Thank you. Like I said, I enjoy the work, and I enjoy being able to meet as many amazing people that we do. And if I can show them an easier way to pack something, I would be more than happy. You know, it's like you said, you guys are busy. You're busy. Yeah. And when we walk into these studios and there's, you know, it's, you can feel the chaos, like, you know, they've got deadlines coming. So let us make it easier for you. Let us help you
totally.
Out.
Totally. Totally. So many artists are working to deadlines. I mean, that's very, very common. So yeah, just eliminating the stress, delegating what you can, outsourcing when you can. I think it makes a world of difference. Yeah. And Shannon, as we start to kind of come to the end of this inspirational episode, I mean, truly, I'm like, here, as you're describing everything, I'm like, I want to experience this for a couple of weeks. I just want to, I'll be a passenger, but you know,
there
tag
you
along
go.
Maybe.
Come with me for a week. I'll show you a week of the road.
Oh my gosh, honestly, it would be so much fun. But where can our amazing listeners learn more about iTransport for you? And what's the sort of process for booking with you? How does that go?
Well, you can hop online to www.itransport4u. That's the number 4, the letter u.com. Pretty much everything about us is on there. You can submit a quote request through that website. Do give us a little bit of time, like up to 24, 48 hours to receive your quote back. If for any reason you do not hear back, please contact the office. Give us a call. Sometimes I don't know where the emails go, but they just disappear. And we're trying to work on that, but it's just been kind of crazy. So please, if you submit a quote request online and do not hear back, please call the office because something is not correct. We do get out our quotes within 24 to 48 hours. So if that doesn't happen, please give us a call. Also, you can go on to our social media, Facebook, Instagram. I try to post pretty continuously on there, but sometimes when I get on the road, after we drive all day, I'm kind of done. So sometimes all I can do is get a story going, but I'm trying to be better with that, but we'll see. I get a little tired. But, and if you have any questions ever, I am the only one that kind of curates our social media. So if you have a question, you can hop on Instagram. And if you write on there, you will be talking to me and I will write you back. So you can reach me that way. And if we can ever help you, by all means, let us know. We'd love to meet you.
Amazing. Oh my gosh, Shannon, I am so happy I got to chat with you today. Thank you again for joining me. This has been incredible. And to all of our listeners, as always, thank you for tuning in and we'll see you next time. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our platform. To learn more about New Visionary Magazine, head over to visionaryartcollective.com/magazine. You can order individual copies on Amazon or subscribe annually to digital issues. We also have opportunities to get featured in the magazine, so be sure to join our newsletter and follow us on Instagram. If you enjoyed this episode, please feel free to leave a review on iTunes or tag us on Instagram. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.